Okay, first of all, not to the exclusion of other midos, but the shmuzim on Korach and the whole mice of Korach, regretfully, is nogi everybody. So, not that other shmuzim aren't, but unfortunately, if we could master the midos that it takes to avoid and preempt machlokas, the world will be a different place. So no one is excluded from those challenges. Nobody. So, okay. So I think there are just three. I probably won't get to all three. Hopefully we get to one. So, okay. So the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi v'dosan Aviram bnei Eliyav v'om ben Peles bnei Ruvain. Now this is machlokas, this is war. You know, so the first thing, just I don't know, can't say the hair right off the bat on the pasuk, but if you, in Bnei Ruvain, I knew enough without going through the parsha to know that Korach had tainis on Moshe, he was family, he felt his side of the family should get in before whoever Moshe appointed. What's pshat with Dasan Vavirim? Ba'om ben Peles, Bnei Ruvain, how did Ruvain get involved over here? So just out of order, Dasam Avirim, Rashi says, Vishfil Sho Yashavit Ruvain Shori Bachaniyasam Temana, Shachin, he was neighbors, that's where they camped. So therefore, Nishtatfu im Korach Mamachlokoso, Oyla Rosh Arlishchenov. It's just pretty powerful. Like I always thought, Oyla Rosh Arlishchenov is like if you have a bad roommate who's, you know, stealing sodas, so he convinces you to steal some sodas also. Either Russia or the Shekhinah, you have a bad ashpa on people, so they also do things. Your roommate's listening to music you shouldn't listen to, so you're going to be influenced. You also listen to it, not so bad. I always thought it was like things that you have a claim on, something that would be bad for you. You want it, but you've abstained from it. Now he's doing it, so you do it too. But here, it's like they had no claim. There was not, you know, there was no claim. They had no claim. What you're getting involved with this for? You have no shaychus to it. So just a powerful, like the hair in Oyla Rosh Arla Shekhinah. Be careful who your friends are, because you can get swept into things like you have no shachas in, you have no interest in, and you get swept in. That was the first, the hair that, I don't know, the shmooze, just the first thing that hit me over here. Because the first thing I was going to the parsha, Dasan Avirim, I forgot, what Dasan Avirim, how to get in here? Bnei Ruvain, Ruvain shot with shachas. Okay, then you have the Etzem Machlokas. So Rashi says, in Rashi Divrei Masel Dasan Vaviram, Rashi says, right after I got up to Umar Ra Korach Lachlok and Moshe. So why was Korach having a machlokas with Moshe? So he had Niskana on the Siyosa Shalitzafan Ben Uziel. He had a taina on Moshe's appointment of Elitzafan. Because Moshe appointed him Nasi al Bnei Kahas, who was Mamish a Alpia Dibur. Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe directly. And Korach said that my father had four children. Amram was the Bechor. His two sons, Moshe and Aaron, were taken from Melech and Kohen Gadol. So I am from, you know, Ben Yitzhar, which is the second son from Amram. I should get it first. Okay, that was Korach's taina. Okay, Sisse Chamim says on this Rashi, let's skip the first half. The second half, he has a taina of him, Tomar, Lama lo cholak gamal amalchus. So he got involved also on the kahuna, which he originally started on Elitzafon. But then, once he got involved with that, he also, once you're fighting, you may as well go for gold. So once he was hiding on the Nesias, may as well hop in a few extra things. Take the Nesias, and they tied on the Kohen Gadol also. That wasn't his original fight, but now that you mention it, I'd like the kuna also, I deserve. But why didn't he go after the Malchus? Moshe Rabbeinu was considered the Melech. It's good kash of Yeshlomar. So Bishlam alakuna lefisha kvar hayavod bikurim. Because he had some avod bikurim, so nishtat fui mo bikurim levatal dvar shel Moshe kadei shehem yu kohanim. Whatever, he swindled his way in to be involved with the avod of the bikurim, so he felt he had a tainet to the kahuna. Aval amalchus, but to be melech. Kula maskimim, everyone agrees, she Moshe melech. You're not going to tie on Moshe. Moshe is the melech. Ki bedinhu shehotzi osam Mitzrayim. Moshe deserves to be the king. He was our savior. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Took us out of the Exodus, out of Egypt. Moshe saved the day. Of course he's the melech. Not tying on Moshe. That sounds like legitimate, right? Legit. Moshe Rabbeinu is the melech. So I had trouble. What's this next thing that the Sishchama says? Va'od, delo kulam yu malachim, l'chein lo yishtat fui malach lo gal malchus. I can't get 250 people to be melech, so they're not going to join me to argue on the malchus. They're not going to join me. There'll only be one melech. So they're not going to be melech. So I mean, and let's say you could be melech. Let's say you could all be melech. You're going to go fight Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu took you out of Mitzrayim? I mean, you have a good svara that Moshe Rabbeinu be melech. Usually when you have a second teretz, there's usually a problem with the first teretz. Is there a problem here with the first teretz? Ki bedinhu shehotzi osam Mitzrayim. It was yosher. Moshe deserved to be the melech. Finished. End of story. Done. What do you have to go on for? And even if I would, they probably won't join me because they can't be melech. I'll have to be melech and they won't join. They get anything out of it, so they won't join me. You just told me that Moshe is the melech. He deserves to be melech. That teretz you don't have by the kuna. They said something else. He didn't say that Aaron deserved the kuna. I don't know, somehow that he didn't give that teretz. So he had some teretz, why by kuhuna? But by Moshe, the teretz is that bedinhu, he should be the melech. So if he should be the melech, what's the taina further? End of story. Shut case. Done. Tonsky. Finished. So what do you need here? The lo kulam yu malachim. Therefore he didn't argue with him to melech, because they're not going to join me anyway. They can't be melech. So what are they not getting anything out of it? So you see from here, I don't know if this is the biggest chiddush in the reality check. After the four rules of a shmooze. So I think the chiddush here, I think, is a chiddush that comes up in other places, but just a very, very, very nice, clear example is that sometimes when you have to fight the Yetzirah, you need to know what the yosher is, but then you need a good strategy, because straight on doesn't always help. When you want to fight the Yetzirah straight on, because you have the feeling you want to be melech, and the only way to fight is to say, well, you're not the right melech, he's the right melech. Ooh, that's very hard. It's very hard. So I would have, if I was writing two answers, I would have written the answers in opposite order. I would have put the weaker answer first, and the better answer second. But he put the better answer first. So you have the better answer. What do you go to the second? What do you need the weaker answer second? The teretz is because you have to fight the Yetzirah. The Satan's telling you, you're melech. It's not going to be so easy. You can get blinded. And you're not even going to hear that Moshe is the melech. Yeah, it's bedinhu, shotios and Mitzrayim. But when the Satan is trying to get you, It's going to be, you're going to be blind. Your vision is going to be dull. And the only thing you can be able to use to fight the Satan is to say, and what will it help if you try to be Melech? Let's say you are the Melech. Who's going to join you? So forget about it. We have this other times, this Chiddush. I think this is a very good example of it. Can't fight the Yetzer Hara straight on. It's good to know what the right Mahalach is. Moshe is Bedinhu. He's the Melech. But you may need a second. You may need another Teretz. Because when it comes to the Satan, you're going to go blind. Your mom's not going to see a thing. How many times we do stupid things? You fight the Yetzer Hara, okay, I shouldn't do this Avera. It's very hard. You had to come up with the sideways to the, if I do that, then I'll miss lunch. That's going to work? Yeah, you miss lunch. I don't want to miss lunch. What do you need that for? You're doing this, you can be over this deraisa. No, that's not going to work. But you can miss lunch. Yep. Okay. I'm coming. So it's just good to know that this trick works. It's good. In many ways, if it helps, it's a better teretz. You got to come up with terutzim that are on the side. That will help. I was smart. I can't resist. So, okay. So we won't do the third one. The second one, just to say over this Ralbag, it's very, very simple. Deher's Tawelas Ashlishi Bemidus. Lodia Shuroy Lamanig, it's appropriate for a leader. Kishayira Sha Munhogim Imenu Misyats Malderech Lotov. You see that your constituents are on the wrong path. She ishtadel bechachmoso, you should try with wisdom, Lahashivam Latov, to bring them back to good. Vlayikois Aleim, don't get angry at them. Don't get angry at them. V'gam imheim boatim bo. And even if they're kicking you, they're angry at you, you still have to try and get them back. Halotira. Eich hishtadah Moshe lefayas korach bedvorem nechochim b'yishe b'zulis kas. You should take a look how Moshe appeased Korach with calm things without anger. B'masha heralo midvorev, that which he showed them, shechonu Hashem yisalam yakovet amala, how Hashem was being kind to Korach. B'avur asher nos nitna l'alviyem avodas ol moed, that Hashem gave to Leviyim the avoda, the ol moed, u'leshevach Hashem yisalam b'shireyim, and to sing all the songs, the Leviyim sing all the songs. Also, im shekfarnis ala mishpachto, how your family has been elevated, bezos avoda, with this service, al shar mishpachos halviyim iloy rav. You are a branch of Leviyim, were elevated over the other families of Leviyim. Lios avodas bnei kahas b'kodesh kadoshim. You got into the kodesh kadoshim. Einanyin came bnei gershim bnei Murray. They didn't have that priority. V'kvar hera lo imze gam kein kilohi azeh v'b'chiras Aaron. And don't think Aaron became the Kohen Gadol because he chose it. He grabbed it. Ki mi Hashem yisal nelo akuna. Because Hashem made him the Kohen. L'zeh yiroish le'exik or b'zeh machlokas. And this saved them from machlokas. So I just want to point out, here, Korach, as we saw from Rashi, he felt he had a taina on the Nesias Felitzafan. So, what argument does Moshe use to appease Korach Vadaso? He doesn't say no, it was Alpia Dibur. He tells him, number one, that the Leviim were given, look how beautiful, you get to sue the Avoda, the Ol Moed, and you do the Shira. I mean, Korach knew all that. I mean, he knew that. What was Moshe telling him? Look at all the good you have. You see how a taina that they know, that somebody knows already, and you're just saying over what the person has, and he knows he has it, just saying it over is very, very helpful. And number two, and you have a little advantage over the others. B'nai Gershom, you have an advantage over that already. But he knew that too. Korach knew that he has an advantage over B'nai Gershom, Nereri. So what was the hope that such a taina would calm Korach down, would appease him? How would it appease him? He knew this already before he went into the Machlokas. But you see, it didn't work, but you see, if Moshe Rabbeinu had a Havamina, it's probably a pretty good Havamina, that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that this would appease Korach, Vadaso. You know, focus in on what you have. Focus on the positive. This is like such a simple strategy that people think doesn't work. It works plenty. Just focus on the positive. We start thinking sometimes that we don't have, we want to be able to do this, we want to do that. Stop and think what you do have. And that would have been enough to have stopped one of the, you know, the greatest averis. Right, the pasuk says, this is that Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayipol Alponov, he felt this is like the fourth time. This was considered a major, major transgression. And that Aaron HaKohen, I assume they knew that too, that Aaron, okay, this I don't know for sure, I can't prove, I don't have the proof. But I assume they also knew that Aaron did not grab the kahuna. You know, in Pasha Tetzava, Moshe Ben was commanded to tell Aaron to do this, and you know, we have in Pasha, you know, Tetzava and other places, that I'm remembering where. But, you know, no one ever said that I thought that Aaron grabbed it by himself, but just reminding Korach that, you know, Hashem told Aaron to do the kuna. And that's going to calm down. He knew it already. But sometimes when you tell people the things they know already, you just chazer over, just, you know, it makes a very big difference. I see many, many times people just don't bother doing the simple things because they think it doesn't work. But it does work. You know, you see somebody, a lot of people asking me for all the camp chinuch bads. The one great strategy is when a kid is melting down, you sit him down, you tell him all the great things that happened to him the last 24 hours. He got extra snacks and his bunk got, you know, whatever this, and you won the prize and we went on this trip and we're going on the trip and visiting day is Sunday. Like, you overwhelm them with all the good stuff that he knows already. But they a little kid, you know, something happens, they start crying immediately. I wouldn't try it on a 2-year-old, but, you know, 10-year-old already, 9-year-old, you can try and just remind them all these things work. Remind them all the things they have, and you're good in sports, or you're good in singing, and you're good at this, and they forget all that. Look what you have over assembly. You know, that guy, you know, he hits home runs and he struck out. Okay, so he hit home run, but look what you did. So it's reminding people of just the simple things makes a very big difference. And a very big difference even on something that is so mammoth. This is like epic maisa over here. So I should help by an epic maisa, that's a shigol chiddush. Okay, if we add more time, there's a 12 yud albums, not for now. Okay, shkoyach.